I'm Gwendolyn Christie, and this is the Callisto Protocol, Helix Station.
Episode 5, Old Ghosts.
Come on, Percy.
Yeah, spill. Whatever it was a long time ago.
It doesn't matter how long ago it was. The past owns us. We can't run from it.
If it makes you feel better, we're probably all gonna die here anyway. Might as well share those skeletons in the closet while you still got a chance.
All right. But you asked for it. A century ago, Helix Station truly was the diamond in the dark. The one source of life out here in the cold, dead black. But the UJC kept pushing further and further, terraforming the moons. And with Europa Station, well, Helix had become obsolete. 20 years ago, they sent me here to wrangle up the last horde of resistors. See, although the station had been slowly decommissioned over the past century, it wasn't completely empty. Instead, it had become a safe haven for those looking to get off the grid. You know, the anti-establishment types. Or those that have finally become disillusioned with the false promises of the UJC. Helix had become a desert island. Maybe no longer the diamond in the dark, but for some, it was a flicker of something. To some, it meant hope. To others, it just meant survival. A way to live out their years. The UJC sent me here to change that narrative. They wanted everyone off, playing by their rules, once and for all. Everything was going to plan. We started evacuating the squatters at the outer shell and worked our way inward, in towards the belly of the inner ring.
Hello, unidentified passengers. Please halt and provide identification.
Two lines, everyone. Please stand in order
of fashion. They were mostly civilians, little communities in different pockets of the station. Some were descendants from the beginning, others only here a few months. Even the nefarious types had grown tame from their years in isolation. That is, all but one.
Has anyone seen this woman? Will everyone please examine this woman in this hologram? She's worth a big chunk of change. If anyone has a tip, there's a big reward with your name on it. She should be considered armed and dangerous.
Carol Keller, an eco-terrorist, radicalized on Io. Carol had come to Helix with one goal, blow the Carpenter Drive to smithereens, create a little chaos, show the UJC she was beyond their control.
Just like the outer way to cook up something crazy like that.
No, Carol wasn't outer way. That's what the UJC wanted folks to believe. Carol was a bloodthirsty psychopath working all on her own. She came to Helix because a little voice inside her head told her to send a message from out here in the PZ all the way back to Earth. And she wasn't about to let some UJC skip tracer get in her way and stop her. As the freeloaders were being transported off Helix onto exit ships, I tracked Carol down into the reactor. She had acquired some hostages. Snagged a young mother from the evacuation line, strapped some explosives to her kids. I remember the look in those kids' eyes. The terror. They were gagged, handcuffed together.
Please, let them go. Just take me. I'll do what you want.
She rigged explosives to the children and set them to blow.
Hey, kids. I just want you to know. If Mom doesn't comply, we all go bye-bye. Mommy's gonna follow orders, isn't she? Isn't she?
Yes, I'll do whatever you want. Just please, don't hurt them.
The interior reactor to the Carpenter Drive is protected by a dual-controlled combination lock. Carol couldn't open the blast doors alone. She needed someone to unlock them simultaneously.
3, 2, 1, turn.
When I found them, they were already inside the reactor.
I did what you said. Please let them go.
Carol was strapping explosives to the Carpenter Drive.
We're all about to become legends.
Carol Keller, step away from the drive. It's all over.
This is what UJC sent after me? An errand girl? Are you ready for martyrdom?
Please, put the gun down. She's got them chained to the reactor. She'll kill them.
Carol, you're not listening. It's simple. Back up or I shoot. Trust me, I don't miss.
Shoot me and the kids go boom!
Please.
Carol, what are you doing?
The faith keeping.
Carol, spit that key out of your mouth.
The lunatic swallowed the key.
That was dumb, Carol. Real dumb.
Sure, it's going to be tough to get those kids' handcuffs off now.
Why are you doing all this, Carol? No one cares about this shithole of a station.
Earth was our one true home. And what did we do? We killed her!
I'm not going to ask you again. Step away from the drive.
We have a responsibility. Life comes and goes. The nature of things. Well, that's what lives forever. The past, the messages sent from the present to the future, and to send a message, all I have to do is push this little...
Ah!
2 lines, everyone. Please line up in an orderly fashion.
Shot her, but it was too late. She managed to set one off. One clicked to send as many messages as she could.
The cloud of corpses.
Bingo. Carol had planted a few upstairs, too. She blew a massive hole into the outer shell, right along the evacuation line. Shot those in the north sector out into the frozen dark. She'd blown the heat regulator. We only had minutes before the reactor would turn into an inferno.
What have you done?
I couldn't stop the reactor from going critical. But if I could remove the explosives from the Carpenter Drive, I could stop the station from blowing to hell.
You need to get out of here!
I'm not leaving my kids. Oh God, please! You need to help me!
You better start cutting.
What?
I need to get these bombs out of this reactor and beyond those blast doors, or everyone on the station is dead. If you want to save your kids, take this knife and dig that key out of Carol. Cut her open! We have less than 2 minutes.
Okay.
I moved as fast as I could, removing the explosives and throwing them through the blast doors into the observation room.
Okay, just do it.
As I ripped down the bombs, I couldn't help but watch that mother, cutting Carol into ribbons. I saw something primal in her, instinctive, something you only see in the wild.
mother bear clawing away, thrashing to save her cubs. You've got about a minute.
I can't find it. Are you sure she swallowed it?
She swallowed it. The room was 120 degrees and climbing, but she was determined to save them. She reached her arm down Carol's throat, searching for the key. I got the last bomb. Hurry the hell up!
Just wait.
I need to close these blast doors now.
Please, another minute.
We don't have another minute. It's time to go.
I am not leaving them.
She made her choice. And I made mine. I closed the blast doors, locking them in.
I've got it. I found the key.
She had done it. She found it. And she had freed them from their cuffs.
Let it go!
Please! Please!
It's getting me wild!
There was nothing I could do. I couldn't open the dual locks.
Open up! Please!
Help! I'm sorry! Help. I can't open the door!
Okay, Daddy, help you.
I'm sorry! The temperature climbed to 500 degrees. They turned to fire. I watched them through the window as they burned alive.
Percy, it's empty.
It's okay, Percy.
I could have waited another minute.
You couldn't have known that.
If I had waited, they'd still be alive.
You did what you thought was right in the moment. And that's what you're gonna do now.
I was the last one out of the inner ring before the evacuation. Those explosives should be down there. We could use them.
You think it's possible?
Carol Keller thought it was enough firepower to blow the reactor. It should work. The time has come for this place. Everyone who has come into contact with Helix has suffered. The people who lived here, Tanaka, Kane.
My father.
Everyone. We all pay a price to come aboard this station. Helix is a vacuum. It doesn't give. It only takes.
When we get down there.
There's no we. I'm going it alone.
Bullshit. I'll drag myself down there if I have to.
I don't need another cripple slowing me down.
Watch it, Percy.
No, you watch it. Me and Helix have unfinished business, and it ends today. I'll get you to the command center. You can be my eyes and ears as I venture down through the inner ring. Keep an eye out for Metzger.
The door only opens with the combination keys, remember? You need me.
I'll grab one of those gummers on the way down. They can suck on the barrel of my gun if they don't know what's good for them.
I'll go.
No, it's too dangerous. You stay with him.
I want to help.
Those gummers probably have goop for brains. I wouldn't trust them to understand left from right, never mind those combination locks.
Come on, I can do this.
I can fly us out the second you two make it back.
Juniper, you stay behind me at all times. And you see anything, you run.
Okay.
All right, then. Command center it is.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Prendergast, you could set up here.
Looks like a mess to me.
You think it's still operational? Bingo.
All right, see if we can get the PA up and running. Use the loudspeakers to warn the gummers. Let them know we're evacuating. And if they want to survive, they better be on the Black Iron ship in 30 minutes.
Okay.
All right, put this headset on. Can you hear me?
Hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, switch them off till we need them. Who knows how much juice they've still got.
Okay.
You're going to be our eyes. You see anything on these screens? Anything near us? Metzger? Or anything that slithers or roars or bites? You holler.
Yeah. Please do.
You got it. Hey, Percy. Take these. You need these bullets more than I do.
But...
Don't worry. I'll hang on to one round just in case. Hey, good luck out there.
Yeah. You too, kid. Now let's put this old bitch out of her misery.
Yeah.
Come on! Work, damn it!
Percy, stop. You're out.
I know.
It's going to be okay. Come on.
Is this thing on? Can anyone hear me? This is a warning to anyone still present on Helix. The last flight from the station is boarding. The reactor is going to blow. If any of you gummers out there want to live, best be at the auxiliary docking station in the next 30 minutes. We won't be waiting. Percy. Percy, can you hear me? God, these headsets are junk. Percy! Percy, come in! Percy, come in!
I feel like we've been walking forever. Are we getting close?
I think so.
I'm starting to feel a little woozy.
I'm not surprised. These radiation levels are insane.
Is it safe?
In the long run, no. You should take an extra iodine. We need to move faster.
Okay.
Percy, can you hear me?
Yeah. How are we doing on visuals? Any sign of Metzger?
It's weird. I'm not seeing any movement out there. No Metzger, no Gummers, nothing.
Trust me. Everyone's still here. We're all just lurking in the shadows.
I've got my eyes peeled.
Hold up. I think I'm lost. Remind me, which way is it to the drive?
All right, give me one second. Let me bring up the map. Okay, so you're at the inner ring. Looks like if you head left down that corridor, it should eventually bring you down into the reactor observation room.
Okay. Yes, come back to me. All right, thanks. I'm starting to remember now.
Wait a minute. What the hell?
What's up?
Something's tapping on the air vent. Let me take a look.
Careful, Prendergast.
It sounds like you're developing a soft spot for me.
Yeah, well, after we get out of here, you can take me dancing.
Too soon, junkie.
Prendergast? What is it?
Midnight!
Shit, we lost connection.
What are we going to do now?
Nothing we can do to change a thing. You'll just have to manage. We're here. We made it. The explosives are as good as new. Now we need to time those combination locks perfectly, or the whole place will go into lockdown.
Okay.
Stay down or I'll blow your head off.
Dad?
Episode 5, Old Ghosts. The Callisto Protocol, Helix Station, stars Gwendolyn Christie as Percy. Sam Littlefield as Prendergast. Michael Ironside as Kane. Caitlin Kinnunen as Juniper. Leland Orser as Lennox. With additional performances by Jessica DiGiovanni as Billboard Actor. Brandon Paul Eales as Security Bot. Felicia Saunders as Carol. Erin Anderson as The Mother. Audio story by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block at Breaking and Entering. Written by Gregory Thompson and Tex Gresham. Directed by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. Executive produced by Paula Chowles and Rob Capps. Executive producers Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. Produced by Gloria Bradbury and Tess Ryan. Original music and composition by Ryland Blackington. Music editing by Stephen Blevins. Sound design and mix by Sam Plattner. Sound design by Pacific Standard Sound, Jimmy Miller, Matt Yoakum, and Ryan Sullivan. Dialogue editor, Eileen Roberts. Casting director, Daryl Eisenberg and Ali Beans. Assistant director, Kyle Smithers. Script supervisor, J.C. Hines. Project manager, Cameron Mark Lewis. Production coordinator, Arati Mizro. Production assistant, Ryan Mercatante. Audio engineering by Charles Carroll and David Wilson. Assistant editor, Beatriz Nerona. Trailer editor, Owen Greenwich Young. Production Legal, Erica Jewell. The Callisto Protocol, Helix Station, is a Striking Distance Studios and Godfrey Dadich Partners production. Striking Distance Studios. Story Consultants, Scott Whitney, Eric Lieb, and Glenn Schofield. Executive Producers, Adam Krause and TJ Kansuyi. Associate Producers, Vincent Kwong and Daniel Jordanengo. VP Business Development, Blake Hennin. Based on the world of the Callisto Protocol, created by Glenn Schofield, CEO and Game Director.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.